This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Governments across Europe are ratcheting up restrictions to try to beat the resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Doctors are warning that while many of the new cases are in younger people who tend to have milder symptoms, the virus could again start spreading widely among older people, resulting in more serious illnesses. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston Tuesday, the IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. Gopinath also stressed that the national monetary and fiscal policies should not be held back. Specifically, she said government should focus on direct aid to households and businesses. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, and President Donald Trump are ramping up their campaigning with the election here in the U.S. Just 3 weeks, Biden on Tuesday took his campaign to Florida, a state he called crucial for a victory. On Tuesday, President Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania, where Biden was born. An average of recent major polls show Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. Thousands of conservative Muslims marched in Indonesia's capital Tuesday demanding that the government revoke a new law they say will cripple labor rights, with some clashing with police. Authorities blocked off streets leading to the presidential palace in Jakarta, where clashes between riot police and rock-throwing demonstrators, including workers and students, broke out last Thursday. The job creation law, approved by Parliament last week, is expected to substantially change Indonesia's labor system and natural resources management. The United States and Germany are urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington's announcing what it called a calculated provocation. The Turkish Navy said Sunday that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus, weeks after it left after the two sides agreed to hold talks. In a strongly worded statement, the State Department said the U.S. deplores the decision by Turkey and noted that Greece's search jurisdiction over areas where the ship plans to operate through October the 22nd. Protests in Lagos continue for a six-day Tuesday, with Nigerians demonstrating against police brutality and government. Demonstrations have continued even after Nigeria's police spokesman announced that a unit implicated in a video posted online was being formally dissolved. The unit called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, has been the subject of much of the protests. Early this month, young Nigerians started a Twitter campaign for the disbandment of the unit after the video of SARS agents beating up a man circulated online. And a judge in South Sudan has sentenced two men to death for stealing two cows and killing the man who owned the animals. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News.